Hey everyone, thanks for visiting forweddingphotographers.com. I'm Luis Torres, and be honest, you know you absolutely love that song, so don't even mess around with me. You know you're going to start dancing once this podcast is over. Okay, so today's podcast and a perfect example of the first technique is going to be, if you go to my blog, literally yesterday I had an engagement session, and Saturday night, we actually had an absolutely amazing thunderstorm with beautiful lightning, just lighting up the entire sky. It was absolutely beautiful. And Sunday, I had this engagement session, and lo and behold, there were tons of just these beautiful cloud formations just all over the place. So what I wanted to do is just capture the clouds along with the couple, obviously. So what I do and what I did was I go ahead, I set my camera, I set the ISO to 100. Then I raised the f-stop to f. It depends. I was ranging between f20 and f22 along with using my flash as a fill, just to fill up the couple's face. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just try it and you see what works and you see what sticks out. And a lot of it just has to, it's a lot of trial and error, really. But as long as you understand the technique is the fact that the sky, in order for the clouds to pop, you actually have to underexpose for the sun or for the sky. So what I used to do, I would actually take a light meter of the sky. Now I already know that it's going to be, you know, F18 and north of that. So I don't even bother. I just immediately set my f-stop to F18. I take a few shots of just the sky straight on. I see what works. You know, if it's not popping as much and it's too flat, then I'll go ahead and raise it a little higher just to try to get the blue sky to pop out a little more and make it seem like it's super ultra saturated. Then I just, you know, I play around with the couple. I'm just like, hey, why don't you guys hang out right here? And with those photos, what I did, I went ahead and I know I mentioned recently that I just bought a Sigma 10-20, which for my Canon 7D, because it has a 1.6 crop, is really, you know, it's almost like I'm shooting, if you have a full frame, it's almost like shooting at a with a 16 millimeter. So it's super wide, and that's it. You know, what I do is I squat down all the way down to the ground, and, you know, just enough. I want the couple to be in the corner or somewhere in the middle of the frame, and I focus on the sky, and then I just take one or two shots. I mess around with the flash. Sometimes I'll change it from TTL to manual, which I did yesterday. In fact, I went ahead and set the flash to manual and then used 100% power on my flash. So it was one for one. And that was it. You know, that's what worked for me, considering the fact that I was shooting at such a high f-stop. But, you know, these are literally just little things that I do that, for whatever reason, photographers in my area don't necessarily do much of. And I learned it, to be honest with you. The things that I do, it's not that I'm some whiz kid and just figure this thing out. You know, I live on Flickr. I go to different forums and I just see what other people are doing. And I see what I try to figure out what I like. And then I try to learn these techniques. And then I just try to personalize it to what I like. You know, I just bought a Canon tilt shift. So if you go to Flickr and type in Canon tilt shift, you're going to find a lot of people that use their tilt shift from, you know, from skyscrapers, and it makes it look like it's a little toy town and everything looks like it's micro everything. To me, I don't care for that. That's not what I wanted for. I wanted to just to have that weird effect where you're just blowing out different areas, and that's just because you're tilting and shifting the lens, which is real interesting. It's just super expensive, that freaking lens. But once I had it and I kind of got over the fact that it's a really expensive lens, then I just figured, you know, let me learn how to play around with it, and that's it. You know, just try to find something that you like. You know, one one of the things I guess that I'm trying to do now is I want to be known as a guy, the only guy that, you know, spent a couple of grand on a tilt shift, and I'm the only guy with a freaking tilt shift, you know? Like, you can always do selective focusing in Photoshop, but it's different because the plane changes when you're using a tilt shift. So, yes, you can do it in Photoshop. It's going to take you way longer than just taking a photo straight on and already have it completely blown out. So those are kind of the little things that I do. And you know, believe it or not, years ago I would never have guessed that I would have gone ahead and even known how to have the sky just pop out. You know, I remember years ago just seeing certain photos and just wondering how the heck they did it. But then, you know, through the power of just doing my own research and living online and no kidding, living on Flickr. You want to see absolutely amazing photographers? Go to Flickr, pick out a subject, and just run with it. Whether it's tilt shift, whether it's indoor and outdoor studio lighting. You know, one of the things in Flickr, type in Vagabond 2 and 2 numeral, so II. So Vagabond 2. You know, type that in there and you're going to see these sick photographers. Type in Canon 24 TS-E, which is a tilt shift lens that I have, and you're going to see some photographers who are absolutely amazing at these different techniques, you know, and that's how you learn, and you try to figure things out and try to figure out what you like. And remember, you know, when you're shooting a wedding, It's high pace, you know, it's you're flying, there's only so much time that you have, and I don't know how the heck I do it, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know where the time comes from. Sometimes I have people yelling at me, they're like, dude, you gotta get the bride and groom over here. And not to say that I take them away for an hour or 2 hours as if it's, you know, as if I'm forgetting the wedding and all of a sudden just having a little fashion show. Because it's not that at all. I never, ever do that. But if someone tells me right off the bat, listen, we have 25 minutes, I'm going to use up all 25 minutes and just run around like a lunatic, just making sure that I try to take photos that are, I don't know if it's as artistic as I can possibly be. But, you know, you play around with whatever time you have and, you know, Lord willing, everything comes out absolutely perfect. And worst case scenario, you can always just have a second session after someone's wedding and, you know, just walk away with absolutely beautiful photos that you can continue to feature. So everyone, thank you again. You guys are absolutely awesome. Thank you for listening to my crazy podcast. And if you're going to be in the New York area this October, without a doubt, check out the New York PDN Photo Expo at the Javits Center. Yes, I will be there. Yes, I will be staying in Manhattan. So we'll have a bunch of crazy parties to run around to that entire, those few days there. All right, everyone, thank you again. You guys are the best, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm made for dancing.